It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back to that Yaz play that he made out in right field to dive and just kind of trap that ball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
In years past, you make a mistake like that, it's an inside the park home run.
What was that exact situation? I'm going to find that out exactly.
I believe Ellie De La Cruz scored on the play, but the other guys got stopped at second and third.
The first inning, right?
Yes, first inning. I think it's an inside the park home run, personally.
Mm. Yeah, it was first and second, two outs. Uh-huh. Candelario hits the liner to right. Yaz dives. And somehow traps it.
I don't know how he stopped that.
Candelario, I don't think he has great speed. It's at least a triple and at least another run.
Exactly. At minimum. And then, you know, we were watching the double play that Logan Webb induced. Like, that's a play they get one out and not two the last couple of years. Mm. They just haven't been clean up the middle. You know, second base has been an adventure. Tyro got better at second base over time, but they've had a zillion guys play there. You know, Brett Wisely was a brick at first at second base and eventually became a better defender. But having him and Adames up the middle, I'm talking about Fitz, they just look clean. They look like they've played together a lot, and I like that.
Let me ask you about the Yaz play, because it undoubtedly was an incredible play because he somehow kept the ball in front of him, but he kind of had an awkward dive when he was nowhere near actually catching the baseball.
You know what the rule of thumb is.
I mean, you slow down, let it bounce, and then you just keep it in front of you.
you situationally dive. And especially early in the game, yeah, okay, giving up a run sucks, and I know you want to make a big play. Like, I understand that, but you also have to understand multiple runners on.
You're making it 10 times more difficult on yourself diving for that.
100%. But you know what? He has come through with some unbelievable plays. I have a hard time questioning Yaz's defense or his strategy on defense.
He's also made that kind of play before.
That's kind of
whatever reason he's good at.
That's what I'm kind of
It's not easy, but he also has a plus arm,
right? And so I think what he's thinking is, let me get a glove on this, knock it down, I'll still be able to get it in. But there's no doubt, it is risky as hell. Because if you let that go by you, you're giving up multiple runs. You just basically tip the cap. Ellie's going to score no matter what. His speed on the base pass. And did you see, I think it was Sam sent to the group thread, the sliding mitt?
Oh, yeah.
So the sliding mitts are a thing. Do you guys even know what they're there for?
To protect your hands when you slide into second base?
Yeah, basically so you don't get like a thumb fracture. Yeah. Every 10-year-old kid wants the slide. I call it the waffle glove, the sliding glove. And now they're all customizable.
They look like oven mitts.
They do look like oven mitts. That's exactly what they look like. And they cost like $100 a pop. And here's the best part. Kids will get a base hit, and as they're running down the line, they try to put the waffle glove on. It's like, wait till you get to first. Then they get to first base, and they're off the bag as the pitcher's on the rubber, and they're trying to put the waffle glove on. I have a rule. If you can't put the waffle glove on in 5 seconds, you don't need a waffle glove. Then the second rule. If you're never going to dive headfirst back into first, what's the point of having the waffle glove? So it's funny that now they have all the customizable ones, because that's all the kids want. I bet if we ask the boss right now, does his kid have a waffle glove?
Oh, guaranteed.
I guarantee he's got one. I bet, knowing the boss, he's probably got an Evo Shield one. That's what I'm going to guess. We should ask him. Go back there and ask him.
Knowing the boss, he probably is. It's not a happy talking point for him either.
No. The waffle gloves. The accessories in baseball are kind of what makes everything cool, right?
I just thought the Ellie ones I just thought were cool because it's like he's got the gingerbread man. And what's the gingerbread man always say? Run, run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. Ellie De La Cruz likes to steal. You can't be caught stealing. Like, that's the comparison
I
got there.
Gingerbread man says, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, run, run, run as fast as you can. God. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. And that's Ellie De La Cruz. Okay. You can't catch him.
I'm not going to lie.
He's very fast.
I didn't know that.
That's the instant connection I made.
Oh, wow.
Why I pointed it out.
I guess I have a hole in my gingerbread man.
I just know the gingerbread.
You got to brush up on your fairy tales, man. Come
I just
on.
Know the
Maybe
gingerbread.
Bake up on it.
Gingerbread man.
Just don't go for the gumdrop buttons.
That's what I was going to say. Gingerbread man for me is Shrek, not the gumdrop
buttons.
That's what I think of.
That's exactly what I think of. Yeah, I didn't know that. Wow, the gingerbread. I need to brush up on my gingerbread.
Apparently.
Well, they got to read LJ more bedtime stories.
Hey, bro, we're slowly peeling back the onion on the Disney classics.
That's true. You got a lot of work to do.
What was the one we did just the other day? Robin Hood, which is an all-time classic. All-time classic. The songs, they're hitters.
Oh, the one from like the 60s?
70s?
With the,
I think it was 73, 70s. Maybe?
Yeah, that's a good
classic.
One.
The hen is like strumming the guitar. It's really good.
Has he seen Bambi?
We have not gotten to Bambi yet.
Classic.
That's a dangerous one.
And we'll talk Snow White off air. Don't want to make things polarizing.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. And now we're broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's the Morning Roast. Joe Shasky. I'm Mark Randy in for Joe Spadoni. Giants beat the Reds 6-4 on opening day. They put up a 4 spot in the 9th inning. I don't know how you're feeling, Shasky. I just want to relive what happened in the 9th inning.
Let's do it.
It starts with a strikeout. Willy Adames, a strikeout.
He got kind of overpowered in that at-bat.
I don't know how you... This is how my brain works. I'm making his Giants debut.
I know.
Up in the 9th inning. Down a run.
Endear himself to Giants fans.
This is the moment, Willy.
You and me stick alike.
Hit the home run. Come on. Strikes out.
We're very similar sports fans. Now I'm learning about that.
Strikes out. I'm thinking, oh, God.
And he strikes out where he falls to the ground on one knee.
Oh, no.
You know what I call that? Like the swinging over the top. It's like, bro, just put something in play.
Yeah. 0-4, 3 Ks for Adames. And then immediately, your brain might go to the same place. Immediately, I think, oh, God. Now it's probably over.
Yeah.
Now it's probably over. And then Jung-Hoo Lee draws a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And he fell behind 0-2, I believe, on that at-bat. Fell behind 0-2, draws a walk after 0-2. Second walk he drew.
One more second before you go on, Jung-Hoo Lee. Can we get this man a helmet that fits? Every single time he swings and misses, the helmet falls off. Every time he runs, the helmet falls off. The point of the helmet is to stay on the head. You're not, I love him, but you're not Willie Mays. All right, let's get this man a helmet that fits. Continue.
Well, the other thing you're talking about, the oven mitts and all the swag.
Yeah, the accessories.
The accessories that a lot of baseball players, specifically young baseball players, like. So it's kind of cool when you're running around the bases and your helmet flies off. Yeah, that's how fast you're moving.
But I would say to you that, like, to me, I know everyone's like, pitching, that's why you need the helmet. You don't need them running the bases. Errant throws could take you out too. Like an errant throw from the outfield or running down the line from home to first. Oh, like I've seen people get smacked in the back of the head. That'll take you out. I mean, that will take you out. So I get why it looks good, but the reason why you wear it is so you don't get hurt.
Yeah.
It's not for like sliding and hitting your head on the back. It's literally running around the bases so you don't get clocked in the noggin.
I hear you. Not saying it's a smart thing, but it's the popular thing.
And it does look cool when your hair's flowing like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's got great hair.
And yeah, Ellie is one of them too. Okay, so Jung Hoo Lee draws a walk after falling behind 0-2. Runner on first, one out. Giants still down a run in the ninth. Matt Chapman, professional AB.
Just a great at-bat.
Goes the opposite way, pokes it through the right side. And on the play, Jung Hoo Lee, the ball is lined like right in front of him. Mm-hmm. He manages to get that secondary lead, but avoid the ball and then immediately take third. So first and third, one out. Then immediately my mind shifts to, all right, they're going to do this. They're going to tie this thing up.
Fly ball. That's all I'm thinking. Fly ball. Just get me a fly ball. Sack fly. You're scoring Jung Hoo Lee because he has speed.
Yep.
Like if that is a slower player, like for years, Brandon Bell, he's got a great OBP. How many fly balls weren't deep enough for him to be able to tag up and score on.
A lot.
And this is why Lamont Wade Jr., I'm not trying to harp on something, but when you're a leadoff guy, traditionally, part of what's baked into that is the ability to tag up and score on a not-so-perfect fly ball, on a ball that, you know, maybe other people don't. And that's one of the things. When I watch these younger, more athletic teams, as we go kind of like basketball here, they're able to generate runs in a variety of ways because speed doesn't have slumps.
And to be fair to the previous regime, it's something that Farhan and everyone else identified as what the team needed.
Yeah.
Like they did, a couple off seasons ago, we got to get younger
and faster,
quicker and more athletic. And they didn't really do that, but they said they were going to do it. They said that it was a goal.
Yep.
Didn't really work out. They are a little, and Jung Hoo Lee was a signing from that regime, and that's a big part
Tyler
of it.
Tyler Fitzgerald was a draft pick during their time, yeah. and he's a faster player for how big he is.
Chapman, same thing.
And second in stolen bases last year to Fitzgerald.
Yeah, and that was a signing that regime made.
Good
so
call.
They did get a little bit, you know, younger, more athletic, quicker, which is a good thing, and that was a big reason why they had a first and third situation. Then Ramos strikes out on three pitches.
I was so deflated.
You can't take that 0-2 pitch.
No.
Anything close, you got to try to foul it off. And he's shown ability to do that. He did it in the fourth inning.
And that's the thing that was so frustrating. But it's also like, hey, look, hitting's hard, right? I want to grant him that.
You're going to get got.
It's a hell of a pitch. It's also a guy who pitched in two games last year. It's not their traditional closer, which is another element that we haven't even brought up today.
True.
Their number one or their top closer is a guy that most people would never have even heard of. He's out. And you have a guy in there who's throwing frisbees, and that's a funky at bat. That guy pulls the ball out of the glove as he's throwing. He is not a traditional pitcher. He's a funky at bat, and Ramos got completely fooled on that play. But you got to put that ball in play. You have to go down swinging. You can't go back to the dugout in the first and third with one out in the ninth inning and not take the bat off your shoulders.
Yeah, even if you don't put the ball in play, it's better to swing and miss.
100%.
Then
go down swinging.
Then to leave it up to the ump on a borderline pitch.
100%. And he started arguing as like, oh boy. And out comes Pat Bailey. His at-bats were a mixed bag in terms of the eyeball. So I didn't have a ton of faith right there.
Yeah, leading up to that at-bat, Patrick Bailey was 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts.
Didn't look good.
And then he shows up, and maybe it was just simply not facing Hunter Green anymore, which I could understand.
Yeah.
He shows up, and he manages to fight through an at-bat. Oh, he got ahead 3-0.
Yeah.
Got the green light, fouled one off, and then on the 3-1 pitch, again, we talked about it earlier, just the simple, smart baseball play, just line it up the middle, nice and easy. You watch that swing back. He wasn't trying to do too much. He wasn't trying to hit one out. He wasn't trying to find a gap in right center. Just nice and easy, right back where it came from, under control, simple baseball swing, and the Giants tie the baseball game up. That was a really, really good at-bat.
Carter, you got that one? Because the feeling I had on the couch and from that dugout, I jumped up like, let's go! Let's go! It felt like one of those omens for the season.
Yeah, we'll get it.
Oh, I thought you had it ready to roll.
It's not right on hand here, but I'm going to grab it for you. So just don't worry.
Carter's efforting it. He'll have it in a second.
Oh, but that was great. And then Wilmer stepped up right after that and hits that big-time jack. And you could feel the noise from the Bay Area jumping off their couches, high-fiving at work or however you were consuming that particular game.
How fun was that for you, Giants fans? 888-957-9570. Because I know for Shasky and myself, we've been waiting for that for a long time. And not just because it's opening day. Obviously, we've been waiting the whole offseason for Giants baseball again. But we've been waiting to just feel that kind of way about this team again. And it's only game one. We might be overreacting. But it just feels a little bit different. That feels like a game that they've lost like countless times in the past handful of years. And they managed to find a way to win it. And it just... It's easy to say the vibes with Buster versus the vibes with Farhan, but you can really feel something different.
Absolutely. I mean, just look at how the team reacted to each other after that ninth inning. Like, look at how Willy Adames is ready to tackle people from joy. Like, I think he's going to be a fan favorite, man. I think he's going to be a big time fan favorite. And I think that the way that he conducts himself is exactly what this team absolutely needed. They needed somebody who not only was a good player, who could play every day defensively, but just had some moxie and some emotion. They lacked that the last couple of years.
You want to hear the Patrick Bailey RBI single?
Give
Here
me
it is.
Give it to me.
Patrick Bailey, NBC Sports Bay Area.
Bang.
This game is tied. Bailey comes through. 3-3.
We missed the beginning. Let's hear it again. Here it is. Oh, there it goes.
And a base hit. This game is tied. Bailey comes through. It's 3-3.
And you know, I was thinking about on that particular play, had the shift been in place, maybe there's a shortstop up the middle. Maybe he's off to the side of the bag, right? Little things like that. I know that sounds kind of interesting, but like that, there's more balls in play. There's been more ground balls, and this is why having an elite infield with range matters with the no shift now more than ever.
Also, can we talk about, and we mentioned Jung-Hoo Lee's speed, but just him being on base a couple of times. He didn't get a hit, 0 for 2, 2 walks. I feel like...
But that's what... to me, this is why it needs to be a leadoff. That's a great leadoff game. That's a 1980s leadoff hitter. That's the Brett Butler, the Darren Lewis's. You know, pick who you want. Those guys are, hey, I'm going to grind it out, see a bunch of pitches to force the pitcher to show me his repertoire so everyone else in the dugout gets a good look. When I'm watching Lamont Wade swing at the first pitch yesterday, I'm thinking... Come on, man. Like, this is where inside baseball stuff overrides the analytics. I want you to have 7, 8, 9 pitch at-bats so that everyone in that dugout gets a look at what this guy has today.
Yeah. A couple of interesting texts just came in. 888-957-9570, the 707, and shout out to the 707. That's my neck of the woods. Says, we've been missing the chain-hanging, one-cross, gold earring player with clean style. True, the Giants haven't had
a
player with swag like that. But I also think about the way the Giants won the game yesterday was not courtesy of that kind of... Like, I think of Ellie De La Cruz as that kind of player, right? He's
no
got
doubt.
Oozes that swag, and he's no got doubt. The long hair and all that. The Giants won yesterday by just playing, like, simple, straightforward baseball. And it's the emphasis of what Buster Posey's, I don't know, regime has been all about. And we spend so much time, you and I do, thinking about this. We don't necessarily talk about it every day here on 95.7 The Game. But we spend so much time thinking about, oh, when's going to be the next Giant to hit 30 home runs? We haven't had one since Barry Bonds. It's been forever. Every team in baseball has had at least one 30 home run hitter in that span, except for the Giants. But you know what else? The Giants won 3 World Series without a single 30 home run hitter. Like, there's ways to win baseball games if you don't have not even just an elite power bat, but a decent, like, 30 home runs is nothing special in today's baseball, but they won 3 World Series without it. There is a way that you can win without that kind of baseball, and yesterday was that kind of baseball.
I'm telling you, it's this word. You're going to hear it all the time in all the sports, but in baseball more than any other. Situational ball. Mm. It's first and third. How can we get a run home? Defensively, it's first and third. How do we negate the running game and get a double play and get out of the inning? Right? Like, all situational baseball. They're better at situational baseball. That's one game. We'll see how it stacks up. But already, driving in runs that are in scoring position, having unbelievable two-strike approaches like Elliot Ramos did, that's situational baseball. No, you should not swing the same way in a 2-0 count that you do when you have two strikes. No, you shouldn't. Your approach should be different. And so, situational baseball, I can already see an IQ upgrade. Mm. I can see it.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.